One child attended Bell High School. The one went to Inglewood High School. And one child went to Long Beach Poly High School.
Okay. So what is your religion?
I'm a Muslim.
Okay. Did you ever have any community involvement?
Yes. In college, as an adult, I work with the Strawberry Mansion Civic Association. We did a lot of community projects, which involved teenagers. I taught dance to kids in my neighborhood, and we did a lot of physical activities within the neighborhood.
Okay, what was it like growing up during the Civil Rights era?
For me, growing up in the Strawberry Mansion area, it was an area, I guess during the early 50s. It was an integrated neighborhood, actually. One of my best friends was a Caucasian. Her name was Ann. I remember her so vividly because the neighborhood in which I lived was mixed black, white, primarily a Jewish community. And so I didn't see too much segregation until I attended college in Columbia, South Carolina, Benedict College. That's where I first saw a sign that said colored only, which really took me aback because I had never really experienced that before. So that was a strange setting. I didn't really realize that there was much segregation until I went to college. I attended an all-black high school in Philadelphia, but color was never really an issue. I never thought about color or segregation, you know, as I say, until I went to college. That's when I really began to see differences in what was going on in the world.
Anything else? Okay, growing up during the segregation era, can you recall any early incident? Because you said you didn't realize it until college. So.
Right. Growing up, I never thought about race. I can't recall any instances in which I really experienced segregation during those early years. Not until I attended college did I really begin to see what segregation was all about. Even though the area in which I grew up was predominantly black, but it was never, it never really became an issue. Even though it was a black and Jewish community, I just never saw any differences.
Okay. Do you remember having any family members or friends in your community being discriminated against?
As I was growing up?
Yes.
I can't recall any. We had, in the community in which I lived, we had black doctors, we had business owners, we had, it was a very almost controlled setting during the 50s and 60s and in the Strawberry Mansion area in which I grew up. So I never really, or even the people in which grew up in my surroundings, I don't think we really thought about race during that time period.
Okay, so do you have a civil rights hero locally in your neighborhood when you were younger?
Yeah, let's see. We had, names. Stop it for a minute. Cecil B. Moore. Cecil B. Moore was an advocate. He was an attorney. He did a lot of promoting of civil rights within Philadelphia. He helped establish, I think, the Girard College. Mm-hmm. There was that's all I can think of right now. He was one of my biggest heroes during that time period.
Okay.
Anything else? That's it? Mm-hmm. Really?